From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis returning home. The Pope is heading back to the Vatican after leaving Philadelphia, ending his busy 10-day trip to the United States and Cuba. On Sunday, the Pope celebrated Mass in front of hundreds of thousands of followers. He was in the city attending the World Meeting of Families. In his homily, the Pope spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. He also met with bishops and called for continued vigilance against any priest's sexual abuse of youth and efforts to conceal it. Jeff Custer has more.
The Pope addressed the bishops at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, where he's been staying during his visit. He said he met with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. He said the church must openly address these cases of abuse.
These cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Pope Francis also visited with about 100 inmates at a prison. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year at UN headquarters. In an interview recorded in Moscow and aired Sunday, President Putin told CBS Network 60 Minutes that Russia intends to support its longtime ally and battle Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. France says it launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President Francois Hollande says that six jet fighters hit an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the intelligence group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. In Sierra Leone, local health officials say the 42-day countdown to be declared Ebola-free has been launched for a second time, as the last two patients with the deadly virus were released Sunday from the hospital. Following the latest outbreak in the north, hundreds were confined to their homes in Bombali and nearby Kambia districts. 17 Syrian migrants drowned Sunday when their boat sank off the Turkish coast while headed for the Greek island of Leros. Local media says another 20 people who were wearing life jackets survived. The 8-meter vessel sank after leaving the coast. Shortly after, those who drowned Sunday were trapped in the boat's cabin as it went down. Turkey has launched an investigation. President Obama committed the United States to a new plan for eliminating global poverty and hunger. At the UN in New York Sunday, he told a global summit on sustainable development that the world has much more work to do.
Right now, some 800 million men, women, and children are scraping by on less than $1.25 a day. Imagine that. Gripped by the ache of an empty stomach. Billions of our fellow human beings are at risk of dying from diseases that we know how to prevent.
Mr. Obama's remarks came at a gathering of world leaders in the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. He will be addressing that world body later today. Afghanistan's chief executive officer, Abdullah Abdullah, says the Afghan people have expected much more than the new unity government's been able to deliver. He admitted that the National Unity Government's not clearly communicated to the Afghan people about the challenges they face from poverty and the threat from Islamic terrorists. He spoke to VOA at the UN General Assembly in New York. Separatists in northeastern Spain's Catalonia region claimed victory Sunday in local parliamentary polls that could push the region toward a face-off with the central government over independence. And Israeli riot police briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's Flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque compound Sunday. No injuries or arrests were reported. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.